something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Murray here, and in studio we've got Greg Dalton. Good morning, Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Trina. Lovely to be here. Thank you.
You are from screentest.ie, and we're going to explain everything about what you do now in just a second. And I suppose the reason we're talking to you today is there are so many people out there, aren't there, that are in a job and they're dreading going back to work on Monday, if they work Monday to Friday. And there is a way out of that, isn't there? Like, you're somebody who was in a job and you hated it, and it took a while for you to realise you hated it.
It took a while, over 20 years, to realise that I was in the wrong job. And I suppose I changed careers. Well, I didn't change careers, I changed industries. And if you look at statistics, 70% of the population feel that they're in the wrong job. And those who are going into college, 1 in 5 of them will drop out because they're going down the wrong career. So helping people to understand what they are all about themselves, what makes them tick, what they like, what they dislike, and the reasons they're for, is what this is all about.
It's very hard, isn't it, as well, for people, because it's kind of when you're maybe 16, 17, you have to make this decision about what you want to be in life and what you want to do and what you want to go and study in college and what your career is going to be kind of for the rest of your life. There's very few people who kind of change careers. At what age do you think most people know what they want to be?
That's a very good question, very difficult to answer. And it's, as you say, at 15, 16 years of age, it's so wrong, and it's way too early for them to make a decision. When is the right time to make a decision? When you know what you want to do. How do you know what you want to do? You do an awful lot of, I suppose, stepping back out of the situation, looking way outside the box and thinking of, what am I like? What do I like? Rather than, you're good at maths, go on and be an engineer. You're good at maths, go on and be an accountant. Or you're good at biology, go on and be a doctor or a vet. It's an awful lot more than that. Mm-hmm. It's understanding that these interests, are they short-term lived or long-term lived? Are they something that I can get up every Monday morning, work 5 days a week, 8 hours a day for the rest of my life? Or is it just a passing phase? So that's what I do. I get really inside the people's heads. They figure out what they like and what they dislike.
So you're coming in as a career coach, trying to help them make that change if they want to make the change. There's a worry, though, that you become a waster in between if you don't know what to do.
It is a tough thing to overcome. I suppose most people are confused in terms of what they want to know, or what they want to do, rather, because they have no idea, because they've gone through the education system here, which is all about repetition and learning off things so as they can answer a question in an exam. Whereas what they probably need to do is to understand what they're all about, you know, what they can be good at and what they're going to enjoy doing. Yeah, they do waste an awful lot of time thinking about it. Then later on in life, they're in a situation where they've got a job, they have a mortgage, they have a partner, they have children, they have car loans or whatever. And they feel that they can't get out of that rut because they're stuck, because they need the income, but they haven't got the finances to change. They haven't got the time to change. So to get this as an early stage of their lives as possible is the only way forward for them.
Okay, the better. So what kind of career changes have you been involved in? What kind of things have people come in with you and they've gone from A to B?
Well, I've had doctors who have become builders.
Stop it. Are you
absolutely
serious?
Absolutely, yeah. Very much so. I've had doctors who were afraid of needles. I've had bankers who had been promoted to bank managers, from an assistant manager to bank manager. And because as an assistant manager, they were very set in their role and they really enjoyed it, and they could take the time off when they needed to go and see their kids play sport. They were playing golf with the customers they wanted to play golf with, etc., etc. Then they were promoted to the manager, where they had to play golf with the people they didn't necessarily want to play. Mm-hmm. And they were doing an awful lot more work that they didn't necessarily want to do. And they weren't getting the time off that they wanted to do.
So sometimes the promotion isn't really what you want.
Absolutely not. And thankfully this guy, while he kept the salary increase, he didn't keep the car, but he did go back to being an assistant manager, and he enjoyed life far, far better.
Can you do that, though? You know, when you're in a job and you go for a promotion and you get the promotion and you realise, oh God, this isn't for me, does it look bad to go back and say, do you know what, I don't think it is for me?
Does it look bad? No. Well, that could be other people's perception, but in terms of their own self-worth and their own happiness, I mean, if you're not happy in your job 9 to 5, you're not going to go home happy in the evening. To be happier in your job is far more important than any promotion. Do you understand?
Yeah,
so it's finding out what I'm really enjoying in work.
Yeah, I suppose it's about thinking it through before you even go for the promotion. You need to think, weigh up the pros and the cons as well, isn't it?
You do, but it also depends on what people are advising you. I mean, if you're going for a promotion, you're told, I think you should go for this promotion because A, you're capable of doing it, B, you're next in line to do it. but you may not necessarily want the added responsibility. So it's identifying what you really, really want.
Do people say to you then as well, like you mentioned there, oh, we're just too scared at the moment, or I can't possibly change career because I'm on X salary at the moment, and if I was to do what I really want to do, say, I don't know, going from being a top executive to being a primary school teacher or something like that, I might take a salary cut. Do people worry about that?
They do worry about it, and finances is massively important. But as I said, the essential part is coming home at the end of the day and at the end of the week, that you're not having the stresses and strains that are accompanying the promotion or the higher executive job, and coming back to a life that you can manage and you enjoy.
So, okay, so people go into you, what happens?
It's a fact-finding mission initially, and it's getting them into a zone where they're very comfortable to talk about themselves, which most people find very, very, very difficult to do. It's exploring their life in various different areas in terms of their career, their family, their finances, their personal development, their health, and so on and so on. And looking at those each individually and breaking them down into small individual sections. And then looking at what the most important section of their life is, what's causing the most stress, what's causing the most strain, and how that will have a knock-on effect on the other areas of their life. 99% of the time it comes out that the career is the one that's causing the most stress in their lives. So we look at that and then we break it down and say, right, what do you want to do in terms of your own career? And then we work out a strategy on how to get there. And it's as simple as that. Now, but if the desire is there, we can work out a strategy for them, whether that be over a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It doesn't really matter how long.
Okay, yeah,
it
yeah.
It can be done bit by bit for
okay,
them.
So if it might mean going back to college two nights a week or something like that to get to where they want to be or whatever. Are there people that come in and they might say to you, Greg, I want to be whatever profession, and it's a profession where there are very little jobs. Do you sometimes have to go, okay, well, let's be realistic here?
Yes, yeah, very much so. And I suppose a typical one would be a young teenager wants to come in and says, I want to be a professional footballer. They're currently playing football for a team and they're quite talented at it. But we break it down and we say, right, long term, are you actually good enough to be a professional footballer? Or would you want to stay in sport, whether that be in coaching, whether that be in sports science, or whether it be sports psychology, or whatever that may be? It's looking at what they really want. If they really want to do a specific job, we break it down, we look at it and we say, right, how are you going to achieve that? What do you need to do in order to achieve that? And if it's achievable, we can work out a strategy for them. If it's not, we go back, peel it back and say, right, they're your interests, they're your skills, they're your capabilities. What other areas are you willing to look at?
Because you don't want to burst a bubble either, so you don't.
No, and you can't, but sometimes you have to.
Yeah,
you know, you've got
yeah.
to be realistic with these people, and there's no point in making this, you know, all singing, all dancing for them. It's got to be achievable for them and it's got to be realistic.
These social media influencers and YouTube stars, it's like every second teenager has saying that they want to be a YouTuber.
Want to be a YouTuber, want to be an Instagrammer.
Do you think that's going to end soon?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Are they going to be still doing that when they're pensionable age?
Well, if they keep doing it the way people are doing it and the success that they're doing, they won't need a pension because of the amount of money they're making from it. But this is short-term lived. I mean, the careers that are out there at the moment and the careers that are out there in the future, nobody really knows what the careers are going to be in the future. Like computer programming, computer science were all new careers 15, 20 years ago. So in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, we've no idea what the career is going to be.
Yeah, we did an item a while ago on the radio, and it was all about the jobs that used to exist that are no longer there. And the list that we came up with, even things like, I know this is going to sound absolutely ancient, but things like, do you remember you used to have to ring up the operator to transfer calls, and all those jobs completely gone?
Completely gone. It's all gone computerised. And I suppose when I was in school, the advice I was given was, I'm going to get you into the bank, or I'm going to get you into public service, or I'm going to get you into accountancy, or whatever the career was at the time, because it was very, very limited. And, you know, that's all changing now.
All right. So your course, your program then, is it directed at teenagers or people of any age who want to make that career change?
I suppose my primary interest is in helping teenagers who are heading into transition year, where they are sort of forced into making a decision in terms of what subjects they need to choose for the next 2 years and what sort of career they want to go for and what college they want to go for thereafter. Where it's taken the pressure off them from a mental point of view and an anxiety point of view, because there's an enormous amount of students out there who are going through a phenomenal amount of anxiety and stress. That's my primary target, is the 16 to 18 year olds. Again, I work with college students and I work with people who are, as I said earlier, who are in careers and they're just not happy and they want to change. But primarily it's the teenagers who are out there looking to understand what it is that makes them tick, and then working out a strategy with them. Until I also do study techniques with them and how can they absorb information better. So we identified our learning skills, whether that be through verbally, orally, hourly, or whatever way they learn, we identify that and show them how to study around that.
Based okay, on study that techniques. Oh, that's great to know. Well, give me your website details if anyone would like to get in touch. Maybe you've got a teenager about to do exams and they need some help career-wise, or maybe you're a person yourself who's just dreading going into work on Monday. What are your details there, Greg?
The website is screentest.ie, and if you want to email me in, it's greg@screentest.ie.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in, Greg. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.